Collins, who's going to address Cashman Group.
Thank you, Sean. In regards to Cashman Groups, we believe that Cashman Groups are a more progressive, solution-based approach that will go further towards community engagement, crucial to protecting water quality interests and their unison with agriculture progression, rather than implementing a heavy bureaucratic process which is going to be a logistical nightmare to manage. We do not see what is going to be achieved through a default setting of resource consent for more and more activities. We suggest a more constructive approach using catchment groups to educate and extend expertise to the particular regions, to co-produce knowledge in a local context, embracing local experience. We believe communities will be more responsive to this approach, demonstrating how something should be done, promoting good management practices, and then perhaps using the consenting model as a safety net to capture the non-compliers. When managed at a catchment group level, we can respond to the issues the community have at their hands, and have their hands on the levers and can implement the change in a more timely fashion. Trying to manage communities or people remotely or with complicated and bureaucratic measures is not constructive. The longer the reach, the weaker the grip. We feel the need to stop muddling with symptoms and start fixing the causes. If water quality is in fact compromised, planting a riparian zone with local primary schools, for example, could be seen as a warm fuzzy distraction that might sell a few newspapers and deal with the symptom of runoff. Let's first focus on how the runoff got there in the first place. Is this a suitable land use? Is the subsoil drainage system working? Have good management practices been applied? Over the last 30 years, we have seen new entrants into our district execute land use change with council consent to land use locals knew at the time would not be suitable. For example, a stock water reticulation system has been implemented, interfering with generations of tiles. Mould drains destroyed within the matter of weeks. The farms then on-sold at a capital gain. The people left the province and the council has since restricted that the land use in this area, punishing and leaving the generational local farmers to pay and clean up the mess. A catchment group model would not let this happen. Let's see more emphasis on solutions such as sustainability of land use, winter feed pads, capturing nutrients, variable rate fertiliser and irrigation, GPS technology, carbon emission reduction techniques, crop calculators. The list of opportunities is endless. All these tools we adopt on our farm and all in aid of applying inputs at the right amount, in the right place, and at the right time, minimising the waste and any possible adverse effect to the environment. Every kilogram of grain, seed, meat, milk, wool, velvet is weighed off, and every kilogram of fertiliser, litre of water, fuel that is used is weighed in. With a disciplined approach to keeping the system lean, otherwise we will not survive. We're partway through executing a model on one of our farms where we'll capture all the effluent from the dairy shed, winter pad, calf shed, underpass, which will be stored for many months until the growing season begins. We can apply the recycled nutrients as fertiliser via centre pivot irrigation in a precision manner, not only to the milking platform but to a mixed cropping support block. Using soil monitoring technology, we can apply these nutrients when the ground conditions are favourable to avoid leakage beyond the root zone. This will reduce the need for application of manufactured fertiliser and allow for a complete nutrient cycle. The proposed water and land plan will restrict our ability to execute plans like these. Simultaneously to emphasising good management practices, we will be developing a more saleable farming model, selling a sustainable production and traceability to the consumer, allowing us to verify this is what we produced, this is how we produced it, this is where it was produced. All the while adding value to our produce, giving the ability to demand premium prices which are filtered through our communities.